First of all, Max, a return to Belleville's Empire Rock Fest, the only Ontario show that you guys have other than the show in Hamilton. You did a show with Lights recently. What can people expect from our Arkell show? You know, you have lots of loyal fans across the province, across the country, but for those people that are just putting their toe in into the Arkell's waters, what can they expect?
You know, one of the most satisfying things I hear is people who come to an Arkell show who are maybe dragged by a friend who don't really know any of the songs, and they leave going, that was the best show I've seen all year. And so that is always the goal. And that sounds maybe a bit braggadocious. Maybe it sounds a little overconfident, but I think like we really pride ourselves on like putting together a show, and that's like different than a band walking on stage, putting on the guitars and just playing the songs. And I think one of the reasons why there continues to be some kind of like youthful enthusiasm for our band within the band is because after every show, we're asking ourselves, okay, what worked, what didn't work, what's feeling a little dusty, what needs to be freshened up, you know, how do we make the next show even better? You know, it's funny, we had a big band call after our Calgary Stampede show. And I was talking to Tony, our keyboard player, and we were like talking about like how do we get the set list even sharper? So I don't know. I think that's what I hope is that like even if you come and you've never been, that you leave a fan.
Do you think one of the big pieces of why there's such a strong response is people can see effort, that they can see hard work manifesting on stage, and that can kind of transcend through people when they see, even if it's not exactly the genre they are into? And for myself, that's what I felt when I saw that show, is I'd heard the music on the radio 1,000 times, but when I saw the effort that you guys put into the show, there was something about that seemed to resonate.
Yeah, you know, I think there's lots of ways to do it. There isn't one way to be you know, a successful artist or an artist. And, you know, you look at something like Oasis, and Oasis is like, they're so good at not giving a crap about what the audience thinks. They're up there to play the songs, and they have a level of cool that is very appealing.
Right.
So I'm not saying that everybody needs to be a tryhard, but I am saying that like the thing that appeals to me the most is a really rehearsed and earnest show. So it's, you know, you see someone like Springsteen, and Springsteen has like so many tricks up his sleeve. You know, he can, every night he's sort of scanning the crowd to see what should feel different. He's trying to really connect. You know, he's pulling up fans on stage. He's taking fan signs and taking requests. And I think that's something that appeals to me. And that's like the fun of it for me, is trying to make, you know, something different happen every night. And I've always appreciated, you know, artists that really try to be thoughtful and go above and beyond their required duty.
Tell me about how you feel the music has changed.
I think it really starts with just wanting to be honest with yourself. And, you know, when we first put out Jackson Square in 2008, we were like immersed in, you know, Canadian indie rock, and we were obsessed with that music. And that's a huge part of who we are. You know, that said, though, it's like by the time we got to our next record, we were listening to like Hall & Oates and some like 80s music. And then by the next record, you know, we accepted that we love some pop music. And so that made its way into the music. And I feel like, you know, when it comes to my favorite artists, it's the ones that aren't afraid to follow their ear. You know, if you look at the music of Paul Simon, you know, he started writing folk songs with, you know, Simon and Garfunkel. And then by 25 years later, he's making an album with South African musicians, which turned out to be Graceland. And then a few years later that, he goes to Brazil and he makes Rhythm of the Saints. And so I think it's just like following your ear is such a fun thing about being a creative person. And when you feel beholden to what you think your audience wants, then the job becomes less fun. The job becomes less interesting because you go, okay, I guess I'm expected to write this kind of song, and that's what's paying the bills, so I guess I got to do that. So that's what we try to do, is just always try to be honest with ourselves.
For yourself, what was the process like of trying to write a book, which is certainly not 3-4 minutes. Was it a completely different process, or did you seek assistance from others or guidance from others that maybe have been down that path before?
Oh yeah, you know, if there's one thing I'm good at is soliciting advice. I have no problem with asking anybody and everybody for their opinion or for help. And you know, I read a bunch of books about writing, and I got a chance to work with an editor at Penguin Random House who was incredibly helpful. I have some friends that are writers who gave me suggestions. And, you know, sometimes there were technical things, right, that are like, you know, about the structure of an essay. But sometimes it was just an attitude thing. You know, I had a friend of mine who's a great novelist, and she was like, oh, you know, I really love rewriting. I love editing. It's so satisfying when you get the words just right. And it was so funny because to me, I'm like, oh, editing sounded like such a chore. I'm like, I just want to be done with it. But when she said, no, editing can be really fun. Editing can be so satisfying. I go, oh, maybe it can be. So sometimes you need somebody just to put the idea in your head for you to like it more. and yeah, with the book, it was like a series of those conversations.
Now, into the book, do you think there's going to be songs coming out of that process? Did you find yourself crossing back over into what you're so well known for and obviously what you love to do? Do you think there's going to be anything that inspired a song out of the process of writing a book?
I don't know if directly there's going to be songs coming directly out of writing a book, but I would say that I learned like the idea of like editing, which is like so important in a book. Like I kind of reimagined editing in songs, lyrics, just making sure that you're really, really happy with it. I feel like I always have done a version of that, but just like thinking about it a little differently. Editing music is something I learned. But more than that, I think it's really important to be always energized, you know, with what you're doing. And it's easy to feel burnt out sometimes when you're doing music full time. But by having a little space from music made me that much more excited to go back and write a song. And that's I think the most important lesson is that it's like you don't want to resent the art. You want to be excited by it. And by having a little bit of time away, it made me that much more excited to go record. And the band went and made a record in March, which will be we're still finishing it, but it will be coming out, you know, later this year or early next year. And I think the process of working with the band was that much better because I had written the book.
Lastly, if you can tell me a little bit about this new album.
What I would say is that it's really hard to predict the success of something. You know, the context around the artist is always changing. You know, it's a lot different being a 22-year-old putting out an album in 2008 than being a 38-year-old putting out an album, their 10th album in 2025 or 2026. And so knowing that there's so many things that are like just out of your control, like the winds of culture and the winds of the zeitgeist and the way technology works, there's so many things. The first thing you do is you just have to be proud of the music, you know? And I think we've learned that if you try to chase a trend, it usually doesn't work. I think the audience can feel, that's one thing I've learned, is that the audience can really feel if something is authentic versus something that feels, you know, calculated. And so we went into this record just like trying to put everything we've learned about songwriting and being in a band and putting it into the record. And I think that it's okay that every record has a different mandate. And it's okay that, you know, with Laundry Pile was supposed to be a quiet record and this record is going to be a little bit more up. And, you know, some records there's like we work with other co-writers and some records we do it totally ourselves. And that's okay for things to change. And I think it's just a matter of just the one thing we've learned is that you just kind of got to be honest with yourself.